our morning team show on WSGW. It's 8:42.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Needed some quick Dolly Parton.
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
So I went with the classic.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5.
Dolly Parton. Still working very successfully. And in a moment, I'll tell you about how she's apparently working to successfully be involved in the comeback of a fast food menu item.
Okay.
Yeah. I was intrigued by it, too. Before I do that, I need to waste your time. Admittedly, I'm gonna waste your time. But I got to tell you, I was enjoying a... little box of raisins this morning.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, just to
healthy food for you.
I hope so. And, and these are new. I like just regular raisins. It could be either kind. I mean, like the golden raisins or the regular ones. That's fine. But these are the Sun-Made chocolate and peanut butter yogurt covered raisins.
Ooh, that's different.
Ooh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, very tasty. Very tasty. Now, I must tell you, I bought these, of course, because I had a coupon. I mean, you know, as expensive as I'm sure they were without one, I made sure I saved my 20 cents. And I don't know, because I hadn't really bought the regular raisins in a while, but I'm disappointed because the box is very nice. It seems durable, but it's kind of coated on the inside. And I'm wondering if it's because of the chocolate-covered part.
Oh, so they don't melt or stick like that, or something? Yeah.
But the problem with that is, okay, I've enjoyed these kinds of things for a long time, and whenever I eat a box of these little raisins, once I finish them, of course, what do I do with the box?
Throw it away?
No. You put it in your mouth, and you roll. And when you blow, it makes a squeaky sound.
Oh, all right.
at least with the regular box, it does.
Not with this one, though.
Because this one is sealed.
Yes.
With that coating.
Oh, man.
And so...
Okay.
I'm getting no noise out of my boxer. I'm severely disappointed this morning, I must tell you. Doesn't take much to entertain me.
No,
I'm just
no.
wasted.
Yes, I was going to say, you've got to be one of the few who engage in that activity.
It's something, and I think it's something that my mom taught me years ago when boxer raised, and she did it, and I think I was like, wow, that's cool. Okay. So I just remember doing it.
So a noisemaker for you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. And I instinctively did it. Just here in the studio by myself. This would be fun. And it's like, oh, my gosh. So now I've got to go buy a box of the regular ones and see if, because those are regular and not chocolate covered, are they sealed and coated as much as this, which is preventing.
Life is just filled with heartache,
it
Charlie.
It is. Yeah, right, I got to tell you. As I said, I admit to wasting your time, but there's got to be somebody else listening. There's got to be somebody else listening that used to eat their little boxes of raisins and then make them into a noisemaker after they were done. There's got to be.
Certain you're not the only one.
Remember how we were just talking about how Happy Days jumped the shark?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, your morning team show may have just done so. I may have just. We'll have to research. All right, it's 8:46 on WSGW.
We're going to need a bigger boat, Pat.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Charlie keeps this up.
Dolly Parton is going to star, it says, in a TikTok musical. TikTok is now doing musicals?
Musical. All right.
Okay. And it's a musical. Talk about a promotional genius here, because they're getting a lot of their, whatever they spent to make this announcement, they're now getting tons of promotional freebies, including here. A TikTok musical about Taco Bell returning Mexican pizza to its menu. I kid you not. Oh. Yes. So here it is.
Okay.
Taco Bell on Instagram says it's going to be the ultimate encore. Apparently, it was a menu item for a while, I got to say. I've visited Taco Bell usually because I just want a little cheap taco, and goodness knows, if you want authentic Mexican food, you go to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's been a menu item that was reserved, but they're going to relaunch it on May 19th. It was removed from the menu in late 2020. Hundreds of thousands of people apparently have been campaigning for its return. Well, on May 19th, Taco Bell is going to give fans what they want.
Of course.
Now, it says here that Doja Cat actually created a viral jingle for Mexican pizza on TikTok in March. She shared the news at when she appeared at Coachella, and her jingle sparked by a TikTok user called Victor Kunda, who has now used her jingle to turn into a musical production. It's called Mexican Pizza the Musical, based on the true story of an internet losing its mind, wanting Mexican pizza back to Taco Bell's menu. And somehow they got Dolly Parton to star. Are you kidding me?
So that's the 9 to 5 connection there, huh?
Well, it turns out, apparently, she has been a fan of Mexican pizza herself. She shared her love for the menu item in the past on some of her social media accounts, so people knew that she liked it. Yeah. And so somebody remembered that, got in touch with her, and said, do you want to participate? And she said yes. So on May 19th, when Mexican pizza returns to Taco Bell's menu, Mexican Pizza the Musical will premiere on May 26th at 5 o'clock on Taco Bell's TikTok. Starring Dolly Parton.
And while we have a few of them in this area, there may be a few mom-and-pop style, Mexican-style places that are going to take exception to your comment about Taco Bell being the authentic Mexican pizza, Mexican food.
There is definitely a big tongue-in-cheek on that.
Okay, all right. Just calling you on that.
Just to clarify.
We have a lot of.
Yes. No, because, the goodness knows, when that bell rings, I think authentic Mexican food. I'm over. And that's no disrespect to Taco Bell.
No, it's okay.
But there are many other.
There are some excellent local people who turn on
established great, locations.
Traditional that, yes. Mexican fare, yes.
No question about that. No question.
Personally, for me, guys, I think that they should have, Taco Bell should have just contacted Wall of Voodoo. That was a group from the 1980s that had a huge hit called Mexican Radio, and I think the jingle's already right there. Mexican pizza, whoa.
Was it really?
It was Mexican radio, I'd say they could change it to Mexican pizza. Yeah, okay. That's what they could do. See?
I don't recall that item. I got to tell you.
Wall of Voodoo pizza.
I remember Wall of Voodoo.
Okay,
I do remember the group. I wouldn't know the song, but I remember the name of the group.
Radio.
You see, maybe they should have researched it. Maybe they could have got them instead of Dolly Parton.
It would have been a little cheaper, maybe. But
I don't know. Doesn't say what she's charging here. Maybe she gets to eat free.
I'm going to guess she doesn't eat much fast food. I'm just guessing. I'm just guessing with Dolly.
No, she doesn't. She's just staying healthy.
Yes.
You know what's really disappointing in this story, though? They make all these references to Dolly Parton. No one here do they say. New Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know?
Right.
I mean, hey, with that recent accolade, that should be attached to her name every time now that she's introduced anywhere.
That's right.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Dolly Parton.